Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Tuesday, June 20th, 2023. I'm Naima Latif, and today in the news, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announces that the Gulfstream Aerospace Corporation will be expanding in Cahokia Heights. Gulfstream is to expand St. Clair County facility, the St. Clair County facility, which will create 200 new jobs and retain nearly 500 jobs. In Cahokia Heights, Governor J.B. Pritzker Corporation and the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, the DCEO, today announced that Gulfstream will expand its operations in the St. Louis downtown airport, creating 200 new full-time jobs and retaining nearly 500 existing jobs. New investments will enable the company to increase completions and outfitting operations while investing in modernization at its Cahokia Heights facility. Governor J.B. Pritzker stated, Illinois sits at the heart of the Midwest, serving as a major transportation hub for cargo and passengers alike. Gulfstream's latest 28.5 million investment in Cahokia Heights, St. Louis downtown airport, speaks to the steps my administration has taken to attract new business to our state, all while modernizing our infrastructure and supporting our workforce to meet the demands of our 21st century economy. Through the $28.5 million investment, Gulfstream Aerospace Corporation, which designs, develops, and services the world's leading business aircraft, will be expanding its Cahokia Heights facility, which will enable the company to increase capacity for exterior aircraft painting, furniture installations, avionics, integrations, and other operations. The company's investment will also modernize facilities, adding state-of-the-art equipment and tooling while improving energy efficiency and reducing waste. Once complete, the expansion will bring Gulfstream's total footprint at Cahokia Heights, St. Louis Downtown Airport, 642,657 square feet. Mark Burns, president of Gulfstream, stated, we are excited to announce the expansion of our facility operations in Cahokia Heights. This is a direct response to the increased demand we are seeing from around the world. And we appreciate our partnerships with the state of Illinois, St. Clair County, Bi-State Development, the city of Cahokia Heights, and the village of Sauget, support as we grow our presence and local workforce in the region. As part of the expansion, the company received an Economic Development for a Growing Economy, EDGE, tax credit, which stipulates a goal of making a $28.5 million investment and creating 200 new full-time jobs and retaining nearly 500 jobs. A link to the full agreement can be found in the calendar year 2022. Companies in the EDGE program committed more than $1 billion in investments in Illinois communities across the state. Expansion creates hundreds of jobs in Metro East region and equality and equally important, strengthens the aviation and aerospace workforce pipeline through training partnerships. That was a statement by DCEO Director Kristen Richards, who also stated, Illinois has long been a destination for aviation and aerospace leaders, and through EDGE, DCEO is working to further expand the ecosystem. Gulfstream's expansion adds hundreds of new career opportunities in avionics, interior installations, structures, and testing, as well as positions in procurement, parts management, customer service, and engineering. To help build the talent pipeline in the region, Gulfstream is partnering with several local educational institutions, including East St. Louis Senior High School, the Center for Academic and Vocational Excellence in Belleville, Illinois, and Cahokia High School. Assistant Majority Leader Jay Hoffman, Democrat from Swansea, said, Gulfstream's announcement is evidence that the aerospace and manufacturing industry has a strong future in the Metro East. In the General Assembly, I've been an advocate for making sure that we have the tools we need to attract, retain, and grow stellar companies in Illinois. State Senator Christopher Belt, Democrat from Swansea, said, I'm so proud of the investment that Gulfstream is making in the hardworking men and women of St. Clair County. I know that Gulfstream will continue to be successful and grow here because we have a skilled and trained workforce that is ready to go. State Representative Kevin Schmidt, a Republican from Millstatt, stated, every new job created at St. Clair County is worth celebrating. But I'm especially excited about the 200 new jobs that Gulfstream will be creating at their expanded facility. They could have gone anywhere in the country, but they are here because Illinois has the workforce and infrastructure. Gulfstream's facility is located in St. Clair County at the St. Louis Downtown Airport, which serves as the busiest general aviation airport in Illinois outside of the Chicago area. The airport is a significant driver of local and state economics, contributing more than $422 million in economic impact for the region annually, including more than 1,500 jobs. The airport supports recreational and business flying, as well as flight instruction. In April 2023, Governor Pritzker announced a $4 million Rebuild Illinois investment in St. Louis Downtown Airport to improve safety, reliability, and efficiency while boosting airport business and global competitiveness. The investment fund, a ground run-up and compass calibration pad that includes new airfield pavement with jet blast deflectors. The engine run-up will be isolated from airfield operations, reducing noise levels by more than 50% and accommodating the airport's largest aircraft. A bit of information about Gulfstream Aerospace Corporation. Inspired by the belief that aviation could fuel business growth, Gulfstream Aerospace Corp invented the first proposed-built business aircraft, the Gulfstream One, which first flew in 1958. Today, more than 3,000 aircraft are in service around the world. Together with parent company General Dynamics, Gulfstream consistently invests in the future, dedicating resources to researching and developing innovative new aircraft, technologies, and services. With a fleet that includes the super mid-sized Gulfstream G280, the high-performing Gulfstream G650, and Gulfstream G50ER, and a next-generation family of aircraft, including the all-new Gulfstream G400, the award-winning Gulfstream G500, and Gulfstream G600. The flagship Gulfstream G700 and the ultra-long-range Gulfstream G800
Gulfstream offers an aircraft for every mission. All are backed by Gulfstream's customer support network and its worldwide team. You can visit the company's webstream.com. That's GulfStream.com. And additional information in the news. The White House reports that First Lady Jill Biden will host an event with His Excellency Prime Minister Narendra Modi and a state dinner. As part of the official state visit to the United States, First Lady Jill Biden will host His Excellency Narendra Modi, Prime Minister of the Republic of India, for an event highlighting career-connected learning and workforce training programs. Following this event, the First Lady will host a media preview at the White House ahead of the state dinner. On Wednesday, June 21st at 2:15 p.m. Eastern Time, the First Lady and Prime Minister Modi will visit the National Science Foundation in Alexandria, Virginia. The First Lady will highlight career-connected learning and workforce training programs and partnerships between high schools, community colleges, and universities with employers. During the visit, the First Lady and the Prime Minister will meet with students from the United States and India and participate in a moderated conversation. Portions of this event will be pooled press with limited capacity by the United States and India media. The conversation will be open to pre-credentialed media and will bring new information right here on On-Air Daily News. At 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time, the First Lady will host a media preview at the White House in advance of Thursday evening's state dinner with the Republic of India. The media preview will include brief remarks from the First Lady, White House Social Secretary Carlos Elizondo, and guest chef Nina Curtis, followed by presentations of the menu from White House Executive Chef Chris Comerford, White House Executive Pastry Chef Susie Morrison, and guest chef Nina Curtis. Sample plate settings for the state dinner will be on display. This media preview will be pulled for TV and open to pre-credentialed media. We'll bring you that information right here on the females on On-Air Daily News. So look out for that event coverage. And also today, more information on the upcoming meeting in Chicago. The City of Chicago is launching the cash assistance program for gender-based violence survivors. In Chicago, the Chicago Department of Family and Support Services, DFSS, today announced the official launch of the Emergency Financial Assistance, EFA, for gender-based violence and human trafficking, known as GBV/HT, survivors, a new $5 million fund to provide cash assistance to survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, stalking, or human trafficking, with an additional $1 million in funding 2023 budget. The program will provide one-time $1,000 payments in support of the economic stability of survivors. The application will be open until June 30th, 2023. Approved applications in this period will receive assistance in the order in which they apply, following the successful processing of the application itself. The Emergency Financial Assistance Program is intended to reach over 5,000 survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, stalking, human trafficking, who live in Chicago and have been negatively impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. The goal of the program is to support survivors' economic stability by providing emergency financial assistance to cover expenses such as, but not limited to, child care, transportation, medical expenses, education, or housing costs. Unrestricted funds allow survivors to spread monies where they need to, as survivors know best what they need to stay safe. The program is being administered by the Network Advocating Against Domestic Violence. Mayor Brandon Johnson stated, "We must do what we can as a city to break down barriers that prevent survivors from accessing the resources they need to personally rebuild and revive. The Emergency Financial Assistance Program is a vital step forward in this recovery because by supporting survivors and putting them on a better path to economic stability, we can help them heal from pain and trauma and uplift and empower them to carry on living healthy lives." DFSS Commissioner Brandy Nazi said, "DFSS's Division on Gender-Based Violence leads an expanding strategy to support GBV survivors, and our experience teaches us that cash is a vital lifeline for individuals in crisis. The resources from this fund will provide the flexibility that survivors need to determine how to seek safety, access transportation, or obtain health care and housing. To meet eligibility requirements, an individual must be at or below 300% of the federal poverty level. For example, $74,550 per year for a family of three, as dictated by the Treasury Department. Survivors who live in or are fleeing violence from communities hard hit by COVID-19 will be prioritized. In its commitment to trauma-informed practices, survivors will not be asked for evidence of survivorship, but will be asked to self-attest or instead provide a connection to an advocate or service provider. The Network Executive Director, Amanda Pyron, said, "The Network Advocating Against Domestic Violence is proud to partner with the City of Chicago to strengthen the safety net for survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking and or stalking in Chicago. We thank Mayor Johnson for continuing his essential program and dedicating the critical funding to ensure survivors of gender-based violence can afford safety." After the initial pilot phase, in which over 1,000 applicants were accepted, the first payments were made to 733 survivors at the beginning of May. One of the survivors who were funded in the first phase, 35% identified as Latinx or Hispanic, and 47% identified as Black or African American. More than 42,000 of the survivors receiving from the communities identified as high vulnerability and under the Chicago COVID-19 Community Vulnerability Index. More demographic information on the first phase applicants. You can visit the website shyrecoveryplan.com/programs/gender-based-violence-reduction. The application will be open in phases throughout the rest of 2023 until 5,520 survivor payments are completed. Survivors interested in applying can visit www.the-network.org/survivor-fund. And that was from the mayor's office. And more updates in the news on this Tuesday. June 20th, 2023. In Washington, D.C., on Wednesday, June 21st, the Coalition for Reclaiming Indian Democracy, a coalition of civil rights and interfaith organizations representing Indian American Hindus, Muslims, Christians, Dalits, and allies, will host a press conference titled Beyond the Heights, highlighting Prime Minister Modi's authoritarianism and human rights violations, to express strong opposition to the decision made by President Biden and congressional leaders to platform Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi for a state dinner and addressing a joint session of Congress. The event will feature victims, experts, and members of civil society who highlight concerns over Modi's troubling track record on human rights, religious freedom, democratic backsliding, and his crackdown on civil society critics and the press. That press conference will be held Wednesday, June 21st, 2023 at 10 a.m. at the National Press Club at 529 14th Street Northwest, 13th floor in Washington, D.C. And it is being organized by the Coalition for Reclaiming Indian Democracy. Speakers include Nadine Maenza, who's a global fellow at the Wilton Center. She is the president of the International Religious Freedom, IRF, Secretariat, and former chair of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. Gregory H. Stanton, who is the founding president and chairman of Genocide Watch from 2010 to 2019. He was a research professor in genocide studies and prevention at the School for Conflict Analysis and Resolution at George Mason University, Arlington, Virginia. From 2003 to 2009, he was the James Farmer Professor in Human Rights at the University of Mary Washington in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And also Arjun Singh Sethi will be speaking. Arjun Singh Sethi is a community activist, civil rights lawyer, and author based in Washington, D.C. He is an adjunct professor of law at Georgetown University Law Center and Vanderbilt University Law School. Those are among the speakers at tomorrow's event. a press conference to highlight Prime Minister Modi's authoritarianism and human rights violations. You've been listening to On Air Daily News for Tuesday, June 20th, 2023. And we are giving highlights of international, national, and local news. And you can listen in every day at www.blogtalkradio.com/onairdailynews. And you can listen to each daily newscast at www.onaireverywhere.com. Just go to the On Air Radio Network. Today's news. We hear from the New Orleans Agenda that the New Orleans Regional Black Chamber Annual Policy Luncheon will be held July 14, 2023. The New Orleans Regional Black Chamber of Commerce was founded in 2006. The New Orleans Regional Black Chamber of Commerce, NORBCC, supports, promotes, advocates, and educates members for sustainable growth and expansion within the Black community. The NORBCC is dedicated to the business development and economic empowerment of the New Orleans economy, particularly the Black community throughout the 12 parish region that it serves, including Orleans, Jefferson, St. Bernard, Plaquemine, St. Tammany, Washington, St. John, the Baptist, St. James, St. Charles, Terrebonne, LaForge, and Tahoe. Now, after 15 years, NORBCC continues to be a great resource and voice for Black business owners and entrepreneurs in the New Orleans region. For more information, visit the website www.norbchamber.org. You've been listening to On Air Daily for Tuesday, June 20th, 2023. I'm Naima Latif. Join us again tomorrow. And if you have good news to share, you can call our live line on On Air Daily News. And that is 515-605-9749. That's 515-605-9749. And share your good news while it's happening. I'm Naima Latif. Until tomorrow, enjoy the rest of your day.